Toro et moi. Mit Buffalo auf Lux FM am Dienstagnachmittag. Cheswick Bandic, der Erfinder von Toro et moi, spielt heute Abend mit Band im Lido und ist schon jetzt bei mir im Studio. Wir quatschen über seine Freude am Überschreiten von Genregrenzen. Wir sprechen über Schreibblockaden und Mittel, diese zu überwinden. Wir reden über die Aufnahmen zum Anfang April erscheinenden neuen Album What For und über noch vieles, vieles mehr. Zunächst aber begrüße ich unseren Gast. Hello, Chess. Welcome to Flux FM.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
All right. Thank you for having me.
Are you doing well? Where are you coming from?
We just flew in from San Francisco last night.
Oh, wow. So you're starting.
Yeah, today's the first show of the Europe tour.
Okay, cool. But you got a good night of sleep.
I got a great night, yeah.
I heard. That's good. So you're going to be fit on tonight.
Yeah.
That sounds good to me. Congratulations on LP number 5, What For? It's going to be released in the beginning of April, on the 7th of April here. And it's a beautiful band sound album. another new... A universe that's been made up by yourself. And I was wondering, how fast are you actually bored by a sound philosophy or a genre or a certain way to approach your music?
I'm still interested in electronic music. I'm not going through like phases that fast. It's just a matter of time before I get to make different sounding albums. So, I'm listening to electronic music and, you know, disco funk, and rock. So it's just, I listen to it all at the same time.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So because I found out an interesting thing about that new record, we've just listened to Buffalo, mm-hmm. which was like the first song that you wrote for this new record, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I found out that, this song was kind of like setting the tone for the rest of the album after you finished that.
Yeah.
Is that a way for you to find out in which direction you're going to go with the album? Just write one song and you'll be like, oh, this is like a funky number with chic guitars on there. Maybe I'll do a whole album in that direction.
In a way, like I felt like once I have, like when I first finished this song, I felt like, okay, this could be a single. I think this is probably going to be one of the better songs. Cause like I was really into this song for a while and I was like, well, I can either take it more, you know, disco or I can take it more rock from here. So I think, it was just a good starting point.
Yeah. And I mean, it must be freeing for yourself as well, because I mean, you, when you look at the material that you've released so far, and you can pick stuff out of there for the live shows, and you'll never get bored because there's so much different stuff, right?
That's fun. That's the fun part too, is picking, you know, a really solid set.
What are the band guys?
There's five of us on stage. I have Anthony Ferraro on piano, Patrick Jeffords on bass, Andy Woodward on drums, and Jordan Blackman on guitar.
Okay, so some of those guys have been in the studio with you as well, or have you done that stuff on your own?
For this new record, What For, Andy played drums on about four or five of the songs. Can't remember off the top of my head. And then Patrick played on one of the songs.
Cool.
I'm really excited to be in the studio with musicians again.
Yeah. I've read about a writer's block that you suffered from before you wrote Buffalo. I think Buffalo was the song that you managed to kick the writer's block out of the studio with.
Yeah.
Don't you think that the writer's block might have something to do with the fact that you... Well, working in different genres and in all kinds of directions, because I mean, it must be harder to pick out the first steps that you want to do for the new LP when there's every genre and all the music in the world laying in front of you. It's harder than if you're going for the 57th AC/DC record or something.
And I don't like repeating myself, so it's hard to motivate myself to go and do another electronic record when I just did, you know, kind of like two or three of those. So I really wanted to do something different, and I enjoy the challenge too.
Yeah. And I think that nowadays your fans and the audience and the people who are listening to music, they are much more ready for things like that than they have been 10 years before, because everybody I know, or nobody I know, is into one genre only. Like it's been 20 years ago when you were a hip hopper and you were like, oh, I've just discovered this hardcore band. Mm-hmm. Your clique would be like, what?
Yeah.
Stay home from now on. We don't want you here anymore. You're listening to another genre. We don't, you know?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So you think as well that you're living in the right times for the stuff that you do?
Yeah, I think it's great. What really got me open to a lot of genres is skate videos.
Yeah.
And just like seeing how like someone would skate to jazz, someone would skate to a punk band, someone would skate to a rock band. That really helped me sort of just accept that it's okay to listen to all kinds of music. Yeah. So,
and now as you say it, I really get the feeling that skateboarding was like a combining, had like a combining effect, because there has always been punk rock skateboarders and hip hop skateboarders. Mm-hmm. And they've kind of like, they were like the crossover guys, actually.
Yeah, skateboarding really like, you know, helped me out, like with identifying, if you will.
Yeah. And do you still skateboard a little bit?
I push around. Yeah. I try not to risk, you know, breaking the wrists.
The same thing here.
I need the hands.
But I still get good vibes out of skateboarding, even from pushing around. It's like, you step on the skateboard, your only sorrow is that not to fall off, right?
Yeah, and I have a dog, so I just let him pull me.
Oh, that sounds so good. Before we talk a bit more, let's listen to another song of yours. Here is Empty Nesters von Toro y Moi. Heute Abend spielt er mit Band im Lido und wir werden im Anschluss ans Gespräch auch noch Tickets verlosen. Das hier ist aber nochmal ein Stück zum Einstimmen von der im April erscheinenden Platte What For? Toro y Moi mit Empty Nesters. Toro y Moi nochmal mit Empty Nesters, ein Stück Musik, das wir hoch und runter spielen hier auf Flux FM. Heute Abend spielen Toro y Moi bzw. spielt Chess mit Band im schönen Lido. Wir quatschen vorher noch ein bisschen und verlosen auch noch Tickets für die Show heute Abend. When we were listening to that music, we were just talking a little bit, and we were watching skateboard videos actually. Yeah. And I was kind of like happy with the guitar sounds and everything that I've been listening to on this new record. And I want to know how important it was to put out a Listens record in between time, because that record was like acid house-ish. There were hip hop influences on there, and you could really get into the electronic groove. Did you have to get that out of your system before working on a guitar album?
Exactly. I finished that album in November, and then I kind of, that was just sort of like where I wanted to leave electronic music for the time being. But you know, I'm still actually making electronic music. I just haven't put anything out, but I only want to put out one genre at a time, so don't want to confuse people.
I think you're confusing some people already. Yeah. So don't even try to confuse them even more. That would be crazy. So I found out as well tonight or today that you've been working as a graphic designer before you started making music.
Yeah, I had a small little job here and there, but like I went to school for graphic design.
To understand graphic design, you have to approach that topic in a certain way, and there are certain creative techniques that one uses to get into creative design, graphic design. Are there some techniques that you're still using? Are you, I don't know, putting up mood boards or something when you're working on an LP?
Yeah, they're electronic. They're like, they're just blogs that I, you know, just few, they're like, they're private, and they're they're not up, they're not physical boards, but yeah, I do try to keep imagery in mind when I'm working on music, and I try to sort of plan out the whole vision, I guess, for each album.
Cool. So that's something that you've learned in another field of art, actually, but it works as well for the music.
Yeah, there's connections there. Overall, the vibe should be consistent. Uh-huh. If you're going with something ironic, if I'm doing something ironic, I like to follow through and, I don't know, make it super special. Or if I'm doing something, I don't know, retro or something futuristic, or just try to find consistency throughout the whole project.
So that if the music goes into a certain direction, you'll probably think about the artwork again and about the way that you dress on stage, maybe even.
yeah. I started wearing like weirder pants on stage. I really want to sort of fulfill that vision. Just, you know, if someone's like, oh yeah, he's a electronic guy, and you look at the cover, and it should look like an electronic music cover, you know, and not a psychedelic album or something. So
I sometimes think that more musicians should at least dig into graphic arts as well, so they have an understanding for all the stuff that influences their career as a musician as well. Because so many musicians, they'd be just like, oh, finish the record. I mean, the music is great.
Yeah.
Let the graphic guys take care of the rest. I don't even care too much, and that's wrong. That's really wrong.
I really feel like the graphic design should be up to the artist, just so you can get that full experience of what they're thinking.
And even if the graphic art would be wrong sometimes not made it by the rules, it could make sense, right?
Gives a character.
So what's next? You seem to be a workaholic. I think you must have loads of music done already again for maybe another Lessons project or what's up next?
Nothing right now. I have a bunch of stuff just sort of sitting around, but I kind of just want to finish this album cycle and see where Toro goes with that.
Yeah, cool. So tonight's show is going to be with the full band, right?
Yeah.
So I want to invite some people to come there. Wer heute Abend ins Lido gehen möchte, zu Toro y Moi mit der kompletten Kapelle, der kann mich jetzt anrufen unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer. Zum Glück, wer durchkommt, der steht auf der Gästeliste für Toro y Moi. Und das wird ein Genrefest und ein Tanz. Party-Veranstaltung heute Abend im Lido 030 2000 9000 ist die Nummer. Zum Glück, und wer durchkommt, steht auf der Guest-Liste. Chess, thank you for visiting us.
Thank you for having me.
Please visit us again as soon as you come to Berlin.
I will.
You know where we live right now.
This is a beautiful city.
Yeah, you're very welcome to visit us again.
Thank
Have
you.
Fun at tonight's show. See you then. Bye-bye.
Danke. Come, baby, run.